Not to mention, if God is telling you to do something and you hear that guidance and you know that that was his idea and it wasn't yours, it was
Yeah.
revelation, it was true guidance, having the balls to actually go forward with that plan and doing what God is telling you or instructing you or guiding you to do is a completely another level of life to
Right.
be able to do, because he doesn't play by rules. All the rules that we live by were made by humans.
Welcome to the Concrete Build Crypto Financing Podcast, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge in the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. Real estate investing is expensive, complicated, and out of reach for many. Until now, Concrete Build CBLD is changing the game with tokenized real estate. For as little as a few dollars, you can own a stake in commercial property powered by blockchain technology. Fractional ownership, secure transactions, real impact. Skip the red tape and invest in real estate like never before. Invest today at concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And now to introduce our guest. My guest tonight is Daniel Krenzel, and he is an expert voice in the field of mission-based entrepreneurship. Daniel is the owner of Godspeed Business Consulting and founder of the Big Balls Brotherhood, specializing in both big faith and big balls mentorship, a unique coaching style that, when combined, gives complete fulfillment and alignment like nothing else you can imagine. I am delighted to have him here tonight. Please join me in welcoming Daniel Krenzel. Thanks for joining us, Daniel.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Lee.
Yes. So this is a question that I ask all of my guests. What do you see as the future of real estate, and how does crypto financing play a part in that future?
Yeah. So I believe, with my 22 years of experience in real estate in that industry, that is one of the fastest ways to acquire wealth. You have appreciation, and you also have cash for some of these properties, you also have tax benefits. And now that the tokenization is coming into a play, that's completely changing and revolutionizing how we can actually, gain real estate. You don't just have to have the $100,000 or $200,000 or $500,000 to buy real estate now, which is amazing.
Yes. It democratizes real estate for those that kind of were on the sidelines because of the financing, correct? So tell me a little bit about what you do, your coaching. You have several balls that you have in the air. So tell me a little bit about your coaching business and your mentorship business.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Big Balls Brotherhood is a men's movement that was birthed from a conversations that I've had with God over the last few months. My connection with God is something that I start in the morning with, and I start with reading the Bible, and then I do a Bible study with God every single day, and I get revelation. And when I get the revelation, then I act on what it is that revelation is guiding me towards.
I love that. I also have a very strong connection with God myself. I've been a Christian since I was seven, and I believe very, very clearly that He speaks to me very clearly. So tell me about why Big Balls. What's the meaning behind that name?
Have you ever had that burning question, Dr. Lee, in your mind and in your heart and in your soul, like at a soul level, where it's like, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I the person I'm supposed to be?
Yes.
And especially men that are leading their families, they have this question that's just burning in their soul. And I had this question, and I've had this question over and over again. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I using my specific gifts and talents the way
Yes.
that God wants me to use them, not just the way I think I'm supposed to use them, but the way God wants me to use them? And that's where this came from.
Daniel, the main reason why I founded CBLD was because I truly believe that God wants me to help those that are struggling with housing. The real estate business really hasn't changed in over 100 years. It's been very stagnant for so long. And I think it's criminal that people who are working full time can't afford rent. think there's something wrong with that picture. I would like to bring rent-to-own opportunities to people matching by their income. Okay. There's lots of rent-to-own plans out there, but none of them are for commercial properties. None of them are for like apartment buildings. They're all for like homes, which still is very out of reach for a lot of people if they're making minimum wage and things like that. So I would love to be able to bring a housing solution that is not, low income, but it's dignity-based housing
Right.
solution. And so I truly believe that God birthed that vision within my heart. And that is why I'm here doing what I'm doing. And I believe that the investors will be able to still benefit and get a return in the process. Now, tell me a little bit about your coaching business.
Yeah. So the coaching, the brotherhood is what we're focusing on now. The business consulting is definitely a business that I have as well, where I'm helping entrepreneurs actually scale their business online. I had a very successful coaching business. I was teaching realtors how to do better lead gen and actually build bigger businesses. It stemmed from my career in the mortgage industry, and I kept hiring the wrong marketing agencies and paying money that just would go nowhere. And there was a moment where it was like, okay, I've got to figure out how to market and get my own clients on my own. So I started building call rooms and call centers and scaling that way. And then I said, you know what? I want to mentor. I want to, I was called to actually do more than just the experience I had with the traditional real estate in the lending business. So I went into the coaching business, and that coaching business kind of stemmed into now I can help more than just realtors. I can help anyone.
I absolutely love that. So, what's your secret sauce? You want to
Yeah.
share
Well, the secret sauce is actually connecting with God. That's the secret sauce. That's it.
that?
So I've had a lot of success. I remember, watching $100,000 coming into my bank account, the fourth or fifth day of the month, and then feeling terrible and looking at myself going, why do I feel this way? You would think that the success and the goals that I reached would feel better. The true reason why I wasn't feeling the complete fulfillment that I was looking for was because I wasn't doing the right thing. I wasn't in the right industry or the right business. I wasn't using my gifts or talents correctly. One of the things that I do, especially with the men in the brotherhood, is we lock in with what is
Your
God
purpose.
telling you to do? What could you do for God?
Yeah, your
I see that
divine
with you.
purpose.
I see that with you. You're like, look, I'm passionate about helping, individuals actually get into the game. And that makes you feel fulfilled when you complete, these transactions and you help these individuals actually get into the commercial real estate investing game.
Yes, it does. Fulfillment is aligning with your purpose.
That's
And
right.
I like, for me, the way that I interpret big balls is, do you have the courage to go for what God has placed in your heart? Because oftentimes we chicken out.
Yeah.
We go, oh, that's too difficult, or I don't have the expertise, or I don't have the, fill in the blank, rather than just going for it full force, and letting God deal with all the what ifs,
That's right. Not to mention, if God is telling you to do something and you hear that guidance and you know that that was his idea and it wasn't yours, it was revelation, it was true guidance, having the balls to actually go forward with that plan and doing what God is telling you or instructing you or guiding you to do is a completely another level of life to be able to do, because he doesn't play by rules. All the rules that we live by were made by humans. Yeah, he gave us 10 commandments, and yes, I abide by those and I believe in those. And at the same time, he didn't give us all these other rules. All these other rules were man-made. So God will tell you to do something, and it's up to you if you're going to do it or not.
I liken following God like being on a roller coaster ride. It's the thrill, it's the roller coaster ride of your life. It's a thrill because you just never know what he's going to call you to do next. But having the courage to do whatever he says to do, I think it leads to the ultimate fulfillment for sure.
Yeah.
So tell our guests how we can learn about a little bit more about the Brotherhood and about your coaching business.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to be considered to be a part of the Brotherhood and learn some more information, you can get on the waiting list. You can go to bigballsbrotherhood.com. Again, bigballsbrotherhood.com. You can join the waiting list officially, and then you'll be put in a channel to where we'll be sharing some information. And when spots open up, then we'll give you an opportunity to have an interview with one of the coaches.
And what about your consulting?
Yeah,
business.
so they can go to danielkrenzel.com. They can book an appointment there and they can have a conversation directly with me, and we can see if it's a fit and if, you know, their mission aligns with something that I believe I can help them with.
I love it. I want to tie this conversation up with a nice little bow. I believe completely in what you're doing, Daniel, and I truly believe in what I'm doing as well. And I want to encourage our viewers that if you have a calling, if you don't necessarily have to be a Christian to have a calling, a purpose that you're called for, and just be courageous and go for it full force. And that is what we're doing with Concrete Build. I truly believe that this is a calling for me to be able to help investors, those that are on the sidelines, get in the game, but in the process, help those that need housing. If you're working full time, you should be able to afford to live in a decent place to live. If anybody wants to learn more about Concrete Build, just go to concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth.